Here at News & Notes, we have our own 40 acres of the blogosphere, news and views. With more on our conversation, that means us here and you joining us online, we've got News & Notes web producer, Jeffrey Bennett. Hey, Jeff.
Hello, Farai.
So I understand that the future of black CEOs has become a hot topic. Last week, Stan O'Neill stepped down from Merrill Lynch, and this week, Time Warner announced its CEO, Dick Parsons, would be replaced. What are people saying online?
Well, on our blog, the conversation focused on whether the departure of those black CEOs was a matter of race or if it was just an issue of performance in business politics. One reader, Tambe O'Benson, he cut it down the middle. He wrote, "I wonder what the presence of Parsons and O'Neill really meant to their individual companies. If they were no different than their predecessors, then it's all rather moot. The question here is whether we expect them as black CEOs to be more attentive to the voices of black America."
So we've also been covering the writer's strike. The late night talk shows are in reruns. The primetime shows could go into reruns in a few weeks. I've heard that Desperate Housewives is about to run out of episodes.
Right.
We've talked a bit about it. What's been the response?
Well, folks are really mourning the loss of their favorite TV shows. People like Lolita, who wrote, "Now I have to watch the real Bill O'Reilly rather than the Stephen Colbert spoof. Terrifying," she writes. And others are dreading some of the reality TV that's about to pop up because, you know, reality TV hasn't always portrayed black folks in the best light. Shows like Flavor of Love come to mind.
Yeah, we also had been talking about Dog the Bounty Hunter,
yeah,
and people weighed in on that.
Exactly.
So I understand there's some new features on our website.
Right. Well, folks who listen to our show online probably already know this, but there's a new Flash-based media player on our site. It's faster and more streamlined. People can stack up the segments they want to hear for extended listening. And NPR has also launched a new website called NPR Music. They can check out a variety of live concerts, artist interviews, album reviews, and they can find it by going to npr.org/music.
And as usual, you can speak your mind. Tell folks how they can go to that section of our site.
Yeah, if there's any issue that people want to sound off on, they can go to our site, click Speak Your Mind at the top of our blog, nprnewsandviews.org, and that's how they can get in touch with us.
All right. Well, Jeff, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Jeffrey Bennett is the web producer for News & Notes.